Fetia Ngor's husband, Kor Ajak, says his wife's troubles began 2 weeks ago when local youth protested against Rank County Commissioner Duke Gwot and the aid agency MedAir following concerns about discrimination in employment opportunities. He says a group of youths, including his wife, were later arrested.
The youth say these people must go, commissioner must go, MedAir must go. That is what happened on the 14th. On the 15th, they came and arrested youth and took them to the military barracks. My son had gone to bathe and he was arrested there. On the 17th, they came and arrested my wife and took her to the military prison and she was locked there with men. That is wrong.
Ajak says Gwot ordered his wife's arrest.
It was the commissioner. He said it was because she was standing at the side of the protests with other women.
Ajak says his wife is detained inside the military prison each day, escorted at 7 p.m. most nights to the police prison, then brought back to the military prison at 6 a.m. each day. Ajak says even if she had committed a crime, his wife does not deserve to share a cell with men because women often have special needs that require privacy.
I want this woman to be removed from that place and be brought to the police station. After they write her statement, let them take her to court so that they can hear her case. That is what I want. Let them do the investigation. If they find any problem, then they take her to court.
Edmond Yakani, an activist with Community Empowerment for Progress organization, a human rights advocacy group, says holding a woman in the same prison with men is a total violation of the rights of a female detainee. And he says moving her each day from the military prison to the police center is dangerous.
There's a need urgently to handle her case and find a solution to her destiny. If she's proved guilty by the law, let the law take its cost. If she's innocent, let she be free. Because being a female under detention or suspect, being moving between a military entity to a police entity, her life is at high risk that she'll be exposed to a very dangerous situation. So my appeal goes to the leadership in Rank. That is a high time for them to urgently mitigate and sort out her problem.
Article 64 of South Sudan's Code of Criminal Procedure 2008 states that a person arrested as part of an investigation may be held in detention for a period not exceeding 24 hours for the purpose of that investigation. Ngor has spent 12 days in detention. South Sudan in Focus called Rank County Commissioner Duke Gwot for comment, but he did not respond to a text message or phone call. On another attempt, his phone was switched off. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serena in Juba.